At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. All lanes of the Dallas North Tollway will be closed near Northwest Highway for several hours. An 18-wheeler this morning struck a concrete barrier and spilled fuel. Hazmat teams are at the site. The driver was not hurt. Former Second Lady Jill Biden was in Dallas yesterday to celebrate a program helping students go to college. KERA's Stella Chavez reports.
The morning celebration at J.W. Adamson High School included lots of cheering, music, and even dancing. Students were celebrating their plans beyond high school. Some are heading to the military, most are going to college. For many of these students, college wouldn't be possible without the help of Dallas County Promise. It's a program that allows students to attend college tuition-free, regardless of their grades or income. Former Second Lady Jill Biden, a community college professor in Virginia, applauded the students.
Here we are. You've done so much to stand with your classmates today. You've studied, you've planned, you've juggled homework and sports and clubs and family obligations. And I'm sure many of you, like I did, I had a job in high school. You've worried at times, but hey, you did it.
Dallas County Promise is a partnership between the Dallas County Community College District, area universities, and community groups like the education nonprofit Commit. Participating students can attend any college in the community college district. They can also get scholarships to continue their education at the University of North Texas at Dallas or Southern Methodist University. Gira Triana is a senior at Sunset High School. She plans to attend El Centro College and then transfer to SMU to study law.
There should be more opportunities like this because this can really help students, and going to college can inspire them to make bigger decisions and dream big and hopefully accomplish their goals.
Triana says she'll be the first in her family to attend college. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
The Dallas International Film Festival begins its 8-day run tonight. Our big screen team has a preview of this year's lineup.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And our guest today is James Faust, the artistic director of the Dallas Film Society. And of course, we're going to talk about this year's Dallas International Film Festival. James, thanks as always for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me, as always.
Opening night, you're welcoming back a filmmaker who lived in North Texas for many years, Yen Tan. He's since moved to Austin, but he's back with a really moving film called 1985. It's about a man visiting his family in Fort Worth who struggles to tell them both that he's gay and that he has AIDS. I wonder what moved you about that film and made you want to program it.
Honestly, we've worked with Yen quite a bit over the last 10 years. He's won our festival in the Texas category twice. And actually, one of those wins, it provided him with a $30,000 camera package to shoot the short that became the feature in 1985. And so...
So he owed you one.
Kind of so. But I was in from the title, and Yen reached out, and we actually talked about music of the time and things like that. I was giving him those kind of notes early on, but he was taking that from a lot of places. But for me, I'm in love with that year. To be frank, that year got me in, and then I got into the story and went, oh, wow, what an amazing story. How many times did that happen over the course of, you know, how many times does that still happen where a guy comes home and he can't open up and be himself or herself at home in their small town, insert whatever state? There's a lot going for it, and again, supporting local filmmakers, we love to do that.
It's a shorter film festival this year, a shorter Dallas International Film Festival. Why is that?
Just this year, we just really wanted to pare it back. I mean, it takes a lot of effort, and we felt like it was not only taxing on our staff to do the 11 days, it was taxing, I think, on the community. It really was to say, hey, there's a lot going on. So we figured out what can we do in a shorter span? And we pretty much kept the bulk of the festival together. There's just less films.
So Saturday, you have a film that's, of course, near and dear to us here at KERA. It's called Won't You Be My Neighbor, a documentary about Fred Rogers.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
Everybody I've talked to who has seen this raves about it, and it sounds like you are probably raving about it as well.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to go to the world premiere at the Sundance Film Festival, and it's happy tears. It's what the world needs. I hadn't been moved like that in probably a year or two at a film festival, where you're just watching this great man who's just humanitarian and some sort of, you know, soft cardigan clad activist that just no one really disliked. And when you do see it, you'll see all the little things he did to help change the world, and without yelling, "Hey, I'm changing the world."
I'm really curious about a film you're showing called Blind Spotting, which is set in my native East Bay area in Oakland. What can you tell us about Blind Spotting and why you chose to program that one?
Blind Spotting, another film I cut at Sundance. There's a lot of things going around, even in our own city of Dallas. We talk about gentrification of certain neighborhoods and feeling as if the heart and soul is taken out of a neighborhood when a certain level of, let's say, money and sometimes race move into a neighborhood and things change. And Oakland is going through this sort of same phenomenon. And this particular film is an energetic look at this, energetic, comedic, and poignant, and sometimes sadly depressing. I don't want to give away too much of the story, but it's David Diggs plays, and David Diggs is was in Hamilton. He won the Tony, I think it was Thomas Jefferson. But he plays a young man who's just out of prison, and he's trying not to go back to jail. He's witness to something, a crime, and he thinks it's going to catch up to him. If you watch the trailer, you think, oh, it's really funny. Oh, it's really sad. Oh, man, it's really difficult. Oh, this great rap music. It's all of that.
James Fast, thanks as always for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks, James.
Details about the Dallas International Film Festival are at artandseek.org. And the forecast, a high near 85 today, cloudy, of course, but also 60% chance of rain today, 50% chance tonight, and a 90% chance of it tomorrow. 74 degrees now in Dallas, 76 in Fort Worth.